This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon have said that more than 1,500 square miles have now burned in recent days. It's nearly double the size of a typical year and an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island. This as fires in the United States West Coast continue to wreak havoc. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to Oregon's governor, Kate Brown. And there are more than two dozen deaths from fires in California, Oregon, and Washington state. That figure is expected to rise sharply. Most of the fatalities have been in California or Oregon. Newly formed Tropical Storm Sally has now become better organized amid forecast it would reach hurricane strength before it strikes the northern U.S. Gulf Coast early this week. Meteorologists say the earliest 18th named storm on record in an Atlantic tropical season formed Saturday off South Florida. They say it could become a hurricane by Monday. Metropolitan New Orleans and a stretch of the Gulf Coast and Grand Isle, Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida line are under a hurricane watch. Late Saturday, the Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, and some mandatory evacuation orders were being announced. The Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighter jets early Sunday attacked barracks and military sites on the armed Houthi movement in Yemen's capital. The coalition also destroyed four Houthi drones at El Delmi Air Base near the capital. There was no immediate official confirmation from the coalition, which launched airstrikes on two sites a day earlier. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Oxford University says trials of the coronavirus vaccine that it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will resume. This is days after it being paused due to a reported side effect in a patient in the UK. We get more from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
In a statement, the university says in large trials such as this, it's expected that some participants will become unwell and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It's said that globally some 18,000 people have received the vaccine as part of the trial. An AstraZeneca spokesman said earlier this week that a woman had developed severe neurological symptoms that prompted the pause in testing. Zaria Shackley, London.
Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas have been growing faster than anywhere else in the United States over the last 2 weeks, AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
And there are more than 918,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.6 million infections. The United States still has the bulk of the infections and deaths. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton on Sunday defended the government's right to intelligence raids to prevent foreign interference after China condemned searches on the homes of its journalists working in Australia. He declined to directly confirm the Chinese journalists were questioned by Australia's intelligence agency in June, saying an investigation was still underway, but he also said that there was some activity by the country's intelligence agency. The raids were revealed by China's foreign ministry last week in the wake of two Australian journalists departing China after questioning by Chinese police. Australia's trade minister said on Friday the agencies acted on evidence related to foreign interference investigations. On Saturday, China's state media condemned those raids. Relations between Australia and its top trading partner, China, have been deteriorating gradually over the recent years, and some have soured even further this year after Canberra called for an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which then angered Beijing. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.